Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live in Austin, Texas, and we're at the John Henry Falk Library, the Austin Public Library System, and we're sitting outside where they have a lot of sculptures and unique skyline and, you know, the bus services and everything, and we're not far from the university here in Austin. We're not far from all the major museums here in Austin. We're not far from everything that they have down the downtown area, the Capitol Complex, and the various sites for tourism and all the unique nightlife scenes that they have here. It's a wonderful collage of entertainment, schools, and a downtown city district. So we're here today, and we're outdoors in this nice weather, and so we're enjoying that. And we want to talk about wellness. We want to talk about our overall health. We want to talk about coping skills today, and we want to talk about how to stay goal-oriented when you're under a lot of stress, agitation, and, you know, when you're just dealing with a lot of, work that you have to do, and, you know, your daily routines gets to be a grind, and you need to, you know, you're 18 now and you're out of school and you're learning how to cope with life. And you don't want to, like, lose your job. You don't want to, you know, lose your house. You don't want to lose your car. You have to pay the bills. Things are just as come from a school. So don't ever think like, you know, there's something else. You know, you have to maintain your work just like you have to go to school every day. And there's an old saying that my son taught me, and he said, I got it from your mom. He said, if I have to go to work, you have to go to school. So if the parents are working, the children must be in school. And once you become a worker, every day is work life. So unless you have off, alternative days off. So what we wanted you to do is know that sometimes when you go through those type of rigmaroles, sometimes even in school, you have to go to family therapy or you have to go to, you know, some type of intervention. So we decided that we wanted to talk about that after school is over, after you stop seeing the school psych, after you stop seeing your family therapist, you're 18, 19, 20 years old now, who can you turn to? So in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and in the New Jersey Monmouth County 211 service, there's an intervention called crisis prevention, and there's the acronym they use, and it's EISS, and they call it ICE. So they have a program where you can go in and you can talk to a family therapist. They have housing coordinators where they can help you get, housing, help you shop for apartment. They have resources there and funding. They also have family therapy. It's a 30-day course. And what you can do is, see intense therapists without going to the crisis unit at that hospital, without deeming it an emergency, and without talking with, say, a family professional. If you didn't schedule an appointment, this is almost a 24-hour turnover. You call today, you can come today, or you can call today and come tomorrow. So they have some stuff that you can do. And it's located right there in Neptune, New Jersey, not far from the Nissan dealer on Route 33. So what happened was we got some information from that group, and what we found out is they have a weekly wellness group. And I found some information on what they do each day, and I wanted to use the information to let you know that you can apply the information to your life. So it's a weekly goal list, and it's a weekly coping and motivation type program. So what you do is they have it set at things that you can do each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So on Monday, what you can do is you can goal focus, and this means setting personal goals and taking steps to achieve them while gaining support is a powerful way to living a healthier and a more fulfilling life. So if you live your life goal-oriented, you will always have, you know, a next step to maintain yourself, and that you'd see that you made personal growth in your life. So that's a good deal. So always keep goals in your life. Always set personal and professional goals and take steps to achieve them while gaining support. It's a powerful way of living a healthier life. Okay? And on Tuesday, they have a group meeting, but this is what we're using their notes as a way, as a wellness program for healthy living. So it's occupational wellness. And this is like for individuals that returning to work and changing careers and simply looking for tips for a more effective way to handle workplace challenges. So don't forget to handle your occupational wellness. Don't forget that returning to work helps you stay goal-oriented. It could be a goal. Changing your job can be a goal and help you motivate your wellness. And simply looking for tips on a more effective way to handle the challenges in your workplace. So if you concentrate on some of these word phrases and apply them to your life, you'll have a more intense, way of handling problems that come up in the workplace. If you have to change careers, if you have to get a job, or if you have to handle something in your workplace, being aware of what's coming up and what's going on is more important for you, and it helps you maintain your job without, just walking out and quitting or something like that. Don't forget to move forward. If whatever you're doing, move forward. Taking action helps you discover your full self. So it always helps us to access our strengths and meet our life's challenges successfully. So don't just stay stuck in one rut. Don't stay in one job. You don't have to stay in one car. You don't have to stay in one apartment. You don't have to stay in one house. You don't have to stay with one girlfriend. You don't have to stay with one boyfriend. You don't have to stay, with the same outfits. You don't have to use the same style. Change helps you grow, and it helps you feel, have a wellness about yourself. Other people will like you. You're wondering why you get blah, blah, blah. You haven't, bought a new outfit lately, you haven't rented a car lately, you haven't drove anything new lately, you haven't taken anyone out to dinner lately, you haven't, completed a life goal lately, you haven't written a new book lately, you haven't, made a new phone lately, you haven't written a new song, it's a lot of things that you haven't done. You have to, go out and do things. So that helps you maintain your quality of life and wellness. So they also have creating a wellness plan. So in life we have, goals we have to maintain, and if you write our goals down on a list, this will help us create a plan. A personal wellness plan helps you feel your best by identifying what makes you feel good and creating solutions for what doesn't. So don't forget not only to organize your life with good things, but you also have to declutter some of the bad things. So just make sure you do that. Okay, mindfulness. Identifying and practicing wise minded states of awareness and living in the present strongly supports wellness and recovery. Now let's say that again. We're talking about our mind state. So identifying your mind state and practicing a wise mind state helps you maintain a healthy quality of life and in the present, as well as it strongly supports your future, and it helps your recovery from whatever you're going through, and it also helps your well-being. So you know how some people say idle minds bring on, simple thoughts and everything like that, and you can't stay just sitting down doing nothing. You have to get up and go someplace, have an ice cream, have a, cup of coffee, or go talk to a friend, take in a movie, go to, something to keep your mind doing something positive, talk in a group, what I'm saying, and, make up, subject matter to talk about or something like that, so that you're not doing or thinking anything, dangerous, perverse, or violent, just ideas that are just not quality, or just not for your best benefit, doing something dumb instead of doing something, good, doing something that hurts instead of doing something that feels good, make sure that you're not hurting yourself, stuff like that. So being mindful of your state of mind. Why am I doing this? Why am I feeling this? How do I feel right now? How can I correct this? How can I make better for myself and possibly sometimes for other people. So that's your mindset. Make sure that, and when you approach people, make sure that you're offering them a quality that, complements yourself. And that means, offer them something like, a good greeting, a salutation, a compliment, something like that to encourage them to, have quality responses to you so that you don't get into an argument, you don't have any type of violence towards yourself, or, you don't have to be like foolish with this, but just what's up, or you look nice today, for, oh, my God, you know, you blew my mind. Like, I wanted to see you so bad, and I saw you today, and I'm so happy, like, you made my day. You know what I'm saying? So just, like, make sure that you're, like, approaching people with, you know, good morning, sir, or good morning, ma'am. You know, if it's at, you know, some of your work and it's elderly people or something like that, make sure if you know how to say, you know, no matter what, someone's going through something, no matter what you say, a rose is still a rose, you know what I'm saying? You know, you still hold the power, you know, something like that. You know, quality statement at all times, you know, is better than, it's even biblical, like, you know, just a quality statement, something good. Stating something good is better than saying in wrath all the time, just waking up and screaming at someone, you know, it's going to probably get somebody to scream back at you. So obviously you're going to, like, try to approach people, you know, in a good way so that they can possibly approach you in a, you know, a good way as well. So don't forget your mind state at all times, how you're feeling, even when you're unconscious. Don't be open to anything. Like, you know, only, you know, schedule, you know, your meetings, even when you're, you know, in another mind state, when you're, like, almost in your subconscious or, you know, sleep state, you know, so that you don't have ugly things happening and that you have good things happening and you know, knew that you was going to take and see, you know, this quality female or, you know, spend a few moments like people that sleep or go into another state of rest and not like having a, like a rest group and not like a sex group or something. So, make sure that, you know, the ugly people are not getting a hold to you even in some of those physical situations. If you're having any symptomatic, unappreciated type dreams or unappreciated type physical feelings in your dreams, you need to see a doctor. Don't forget that this is a show to help you with tips on how to live, but you have to see a doctor to make sure that you can live, you know what I'm saying, and that you're not, you know, bombarded with, violence or, you know, say some people have sex dreams and sometimes they get out of control and it ends like a rape dream. Make sure that you're not like going through anything like that. If you are, you have a state of mind that they can access, you know, a predator can access you in your state of mind. And so you need to make sure that you have the inhibitors and blockers through medication with doctors and, you know, maybe some type of, you know, trance, get out of your trance-like state, come out of some of the hypnotists that you may have seen, you know, come out of this, street of doctors, new doctors, you know, Mexican doctors and Hades and voodoos, and make sure that they're making sure that you're in a healthy mind state even when you're at rest and that you're not, and don't be hypnotized to go through everything and then forget it when you awake. You know, make sure that you're having, you have quality resting hours. And if you can't, if you're not the people who can rest 8 hours like the rest of your family, do like 4 hours, wake up, stay up for a while, break up your night, and then go back to sleep, like do a couple of naps and then go back to sleep for another 4 hours. Like if you have to go to sleep at like 12, sleep to about 4 and then wake up at 4, maybe stay up till 6. If you don't have to, if you have these, you know, part-time jobs, maybe you can wake up at 4 or 5 and then stay up with the family, help around the house, go wash your car, you know, take a jog. Do something with friends, have coffee, meet someone on a special, you know, coffee date or something, or have breakfast at IHOP or something, anything, you know, or taking another job and have extra hours. Or and then if you can do that after a run, when everyone leaves the house and everything is calm again, maybe you can go back to sleep at about 7 or 8 and then sleep to about, you know, till it's time to wake up and prepare for your job, which if you have to go to work at like, you know, 12 or something like that to 6 or something at night, you know, if you're working 6 to 8 hours that way. Don't forget to organize yourself so you get sleep, but you don't have to sleep that full direction through the night. So the last one was dimension of wellness. You can learn, you have come learn tools and skills to create better balance and joy in your life. So that's what it's about, keeping balance in your and joy in your life. You have to make up things that are that make you happy. If music makes you happy, videos, rap, loud music, dance. Don't forget it, all of you people who love to dance. Don't forget to include dance in your life. If there's no dance club and you have to become a party promoter, if you have to have special parties where you do one every 3 months, 4 times a year, every week, or every, you know, once a month, don't forget to throw your party and, you know, have friends throw a party and you know, if it's a block party, if it's anything except pool parties, most of us don't swim. So don't go around the pool if you can't swim. Someone will make a, you know, a silly joke and push you over in the pool. Everyone at a pool party could swim because it's a water party, it's a swim party. If you can't swim, why would you be at the party? Someone, you know, do a prank, throw you in the water, you couldn't swim, no one came to get you, you died at the party, it was a drowning. No one wants to go through that, you know what I'm saying? So don't go to a pool party if you cannot swim. So that's you know, that's the summer alert. And so we just want to close by saying, you know, practical thinking, preventative actions, protective, you know, actions all help you, you know, keep a certain quality of life, you know, a better quality of life. And we want to live long, so we want to make sure that we are practicing, you know, our strong mindfulness, you know. And be careful if, you know, everyone, you know, you see is titillating, touching, feeling, and emotional, they say, you know, because, you know, this type of energy, you know, is manipulative, basically. People are using you for what they want, and, you know, sometimes, you know, we got to make sure that we're definitely not sleeping with our enemies. So that's our show. Until next time.